at 8.07 FM Talk 106.5. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need to head to the outdoors, also the gear you need just to enjoy, you know, going to the beach here along the Gulf Coast. Check them out, see the crew, go say hello to Chip and W and the whole gang. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And it is time to check in, one day late, but time to check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Good morning, and I'm glad that the phone's working better this morning.
Yeah, I didn't put enough dimes in yesterday. Sorry about that.
I thought maybe it was because the fishing has been and the conditions have been pretty tough. You just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I'll do anything to get out of a report when it's a bad report. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody waits around for good news.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody's waiting for good news from you, but you said it's been a tough week.
Been a tough week. Matter of fact, you know, like you and I talked on the phone yesterday, as many years as you and I have been doing this, I've had people, you know, I don't know, a dozen or so people over the years say, man, I just wish once when I'm riding to work that you'd say that you're not catching any fish. Well, guess what, guys? You got your wish.
Man, what's going on, man? Because, I mean, if you can't find them.
You know, I'll tell you, and I say we're not catching any fish. We've already caught some fish this morning despite some awfully muddy water. But, you know, if you're from around this area, you know what this westerly component and this wind does to the water everywhere. The bay holds up for a little while, but we've just had several days in a row now, nothing but wicked, wicked southwest winds, you know, coupled with some squalls and that sort of thing. So we're you know, you're battling those conditions, and if you're a trout fisherman like I am, you know, trout really, unless you can get really shallow for them, you really it gets to be a struggle fishing deep water when it's stirred up like it is right now, you know. And then on top of that, we were a few days behind that moon, which we've talked about before, so you had, you know, that post full moon funk deal that they get into. So it was one of these kind of deals where, you know, you'd pull up and you catch one or two fish, which would tell you that the fish were there. But that was it, you know. Now, fortunately, towards the middle of the week, I did get on, you and I talked about this the other day, a really, really couple really good classic bay structure bites to where you're catching them, you know, two and three at a time until we finally got ran off by a squall. And so it feels like the fish are kind of at least getting out of that full moon funk deal. And as we're speaking, we're actually catching a few fish right now in just what I consider awful water right now. So, you know, it just feels like the fish are maybe starting to bite a little bit better. And then all we need is a little bit of a break in this weather, and I think things will be fine, you know. But it's just, again, with the conditions we've had for the last several days, it has been a challenge.
And that's a good thing for people to hear. I mean, number one, like they said, that, you know, you struggle sometimes too, but the conditions, because people may go back to a place that they caught fish before and go there and say, you know, I just caught them here 2 days ago, and now we can't catch them. Well, you're telling me that the fish probably are still there. It's just they can't see.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. As, you know, and that'll it'll happens both ways. You know, like I said, you'll go the couple of the areas we caught them Wednesday had been to earlier in the week and literally caught like two white trout on them. And this time of year, these fish, once they get on this structure, the rigs, reefs, wrecks, and rock piles, once they get on it, they're staying put. There's no reason for them to leave, you know. And you know, so that to go in there and catch a couple fish tells you that the fish are still there. It's just you're getting lucky enough to drift a bait by one that's just, he can't, you know, it's like me and you walking past a piece of candy or something, just going, ah, it's just too easy to eat. But right. The ones that have to, work for a little bit just flat out aren't going to bite, you know. So, you know, it's going to get better. Like I said, we're, you know, from a moon standpoint, we're getting better. And again, all we need is just a break. So don't get discouraged. You know, if you've been catching fish at, like you just said, wherever you were, once it straightens out, you're gonna be able to go out there and catch them again. They didn't leave. It's like they don't know that there's clear water elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's so right. And that wind,
you'll be able to get out there and catch them.
That wind lays down, and do you think those conditions will improve?
No, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt. And just don't give up on it. You know, it's gonna be fine.
All right. Tell folks, because it's gonna get better soon, how they can get a trip booked with you.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information on there. You can get us either way on the phone or via email or, you know, Miss Kim will definitely take care of you.
All right, Captain Bobby.
She sits around and she's, I'm hoping she's booking trips because I come home in such a bad mood after the last few days. She's got to have some good news for me.
Well, I've known you all a long time, and Miss Kim's very tolerant to have been with you for all these years. I'm just going
to
put it that way.
Me too.
All right, Captain Bobby, get back to it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to head out there when the fish are biting, or even when the fish aren't biting. Sometimes you need more gear when the fish aren't biting. So check them out today. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. So there you go. Those people that have always wanted to hear if Captain Bobby ever had a bad week.
The only bad week he's ever had, though.
He's had one. You know, the funny thing about the bay is you get, of course, muddy water from the rivers flooding, but you get muddy water just from when it's blowing out of the west, because it stirs up the bottom and puts all that puts the mud up in the water column, and you got to let it settle down so the stuff will fall out and the water will clear up.
I would imagine a bad week is at least easier to handle when it's 85 degrees outside, not 109 with the heat index. I mean, that's just, even if you're not out on the water, 109. Whew. It's hot.
It's like I said yesterday, it's, you can understand how the Bedouins in the Sahara Desert like have their whole schedule flipped. They do most of their activities at night, you know, and they sleep during the day. They get out of the sun during the day, and then you know, only in the early morning, late afternoon, and at night do they move around.
I've been a long proponent of siestas. I'm a big fan of siestas.
Well, then you could fit that in that story I had last hour, where the survey. I'll bring this back up here. This is one of those you don't say. What gets me is if they had any kind of financing to do. There's some of these research projects or surveys they do. I go, you know, I could have saved you all the money. You could have just called me, and I said, I'll tell you what it is.
Right. Like, we surveyed 500 children and asked them whether they'd like to have ice cream for breakfast.
Right.
They all said yes. Unbelievable.
New breaking news. Kids dig ice cream. You know, that's so what we're talking about, if you didn't hear it last hour, new study found that working one day a week is good for your mental health. New study out of England found that working just one day a week is best for your mental health. Okay, yes. If you work any more than that, you're not getting any extra mental health benefits. But if you work less than that, in other words, if you're unemployed, you are missing out on mental health benefits from a job, like feeling productive. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me the purpose of the job is mental health. Okay.
Flag on the play.
Yeah. Survey asked how many days a week people would want to work if money wasn't an issue and they liked their job. Only 2% said 7 days a week.
Wow.
28% said 3 days a week. 21% said 4 days a week. 11% said 5 days a week. And although 14% said no days a week. No. Okay, the rest of people weren't sure in that. So there you go. So working one day a week.
See, I disagree. I mean, people might think that it's better for their mental health to only work one day a week, but we've seen so many stories where you have a healthy adult who's been working their entire life, and then after they retire, they're like, I don't know what to do. I've been going to work every day, have something to work for every day, and now I'm just kind of bored and lost all week. I think that it's better for your mental health to have to work. That way you enjoy your time off a little bit more.
I don't know. People say, I would have no idea what I would do if I won the lottery or was retired young or something like that. I'm going to be the exception to that rule. I know exactly. I would be busy as all get out, but, you know, we probably wouldn't be punching the clock the same way. Although there's a push here. You've seen it for, it's funny, work week's getting shorter, but school year's getting longer. Now, the school year, they're actually not in more hours. They had the breaks and stuff, but spreading the school year out over 12 months. At the same time, there's a lot of places you see that are reducing it to four-day work weeks and all that. If you can get your work done, you know, and get that done. I mean, I know guys, buddies with, they work 4-10s, you know, and they're done in four days with their work week. You know, there's something to be said for a three-day weekend. I'd vote for three-day weekends.
Oh, me too, yeah. Three-day weekend I'm cool with. Six-day weekend, I don't know.
All right, we'll talk about this more when we come back. Also, some breaking news. There is a truck stolen in Mobile. There was a pursuit. We'll try to get you the latest on that story when we come back. All right, 820 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Hurricane mentioned it in traffic. I thought it was a stolen truck. Stolen ambulance.
Yeah, an ambulance stolen. The first story from our news partners at WKRG rolled in at about 8 o'clock on the dot. Police in pursuit of a stolen ambulance with a patient inside. vehicle traveling through the Carlin neighborhood in Midtown. Vehicle rammed a police car on Imogene Street. Shots have been fired. That's from KRG. And then an update from @MobileALTraffic on Twitter. That's the Mobile Traffic feed, who says an ambulance was just stolen at Mobile Infirmary, either involved or caused an accident, Spring Hill Avenue at Ann Street with entrapment. Right now, that's the information we have here at FM Talk 106.5, but stolen from Mobile Infirmary, and KRG reporting a patient inside of the ambulance.
You're kidding me. So you've got you're there in the ambulance, and then somebody hops in and whisks you away on a car chase fueled tour through the city.
Kind of what the initial reports look like. I'm not sure if maybe the patient possibly stole the vehicle, or if there was a patient inside and someone else jumped in and stole the vehicle. We'll wait for more information to come out through this, but a dangerous police pursuit happening right now that's already resulted in at least one accident, and still we're waiting to see whether it's an accident that was caused by the ambulance or if it's the ambulance that has wrecked to this
point. Okay, where you go. As soon as we get more information on that, we'll pass along to you. And Buddy Angelo said I guess it came by Mobile Bay Coins there as well. He said saw a lot of MPD cruisers going briskly somewhere, and maybe that's what it was. Had to do with that. Waiting. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Angelo says he thinks every officer with MPD was in the chase.
Wow.
Who's that? Angelo, he's texting me now on my phone. How many cruisers do you expect went by?
We'll have to find out.
We talked about 10, 20, 30, 40. I mean, how many people went by in this chase looking for the information? But we had that entrapment wreck, right, with injuries.
Yeah, and that report from Mobile Traffic says that accident's at Spring Hill Avenue at Ann Street. So if you're traveling in that area, be on the lookout.
All right, we'll get more information from you as well on the text line at 343-0106. And yesterday in Montgomery, I wasn't surprised. By the way, I wish I would have bet you something.
Because I was wrong.
I fought for our country in Vietnam. I fought for our country and its laws as Chief Justice. I fought for morality to preserve our moral institutions. And I'm ready to do it again. And yes, I will run for the United States Senate in 2020.
All right, so there it is. He is in again for another bite at the apple. Roy Moore going on to talk about the opposition to his campaign.
Why does my mere mention of my name cause people just to get up in arms in Washington, D.C.? Is it because I'm a staunch conservative? Is it because I believe in strong rights for people? Is it because I believe in God?
You know, it's interesting because we asked this question. It's our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And we asked the question here, would you vote for Moore in the Republican primary for the 2020 Senate election? 90% of respondents right now say no to this. But what was interesting is the calls and texts we've received that people said, hey, yeah, I think he got a raw deal during the special. I think you had, they were obviously set up some dirty tricks against him. There's some people that, you know, those are the interesting comments to me. Somebody who believes he got a raw deal during the special, but now say, now. You know, I mean, President Trump and Donald Trump Jr. came out on Twitter telling Roy Moore not to run. Sometimes these things are pragmatic decisions versus idealistic, you know, and some people think he can win. There's a lot of people who might support him who don't think he can win and that he will disrupt the Republican field.
Yeah.
Now, there's some people who say that's just the establishment talking, trying to keep him out, that he can win just fine.
And yesterday, Trump Jr. again hopped on Twitter and said basically that Roy Moore should not be running in this Senate election, that his father, the president, asked him not to run. He shouldn't run. But Moore yesterday, during his announcement, referring back to that last special election, and like you said, he's talking about how he feels it was stolen from him. He said, everyone in Alabama knows the last election in 2017 was fraudulent. I think I won the last election. He said, everyone saw what happened to him after watching the hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. He said, after Kavanaugh, they saw through what had happened to me. So I expect we'll hear a lot about Kavanaugh during Roy Moore's race and comparing that to his situation in the special election.
I just don't know that gets him the traction. And of course, what they're worried about is they're worried about him succeeding in the primary and being faced against Doug Jones again and losing is what they're worried about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Nash. And I'll tell you right now, with that announcement yesterday, although pretty sure they had booked their tickets beforehand, National Press will be in here doing return stories, return to Roy Moore stories. Also, there will be agents. The Democrats will be motivated big time here. They'll say, gosh, this could happen again. We could set this up again. So those folks will be in. I would argue, too, in the world of politics, Democrats will be pushing. I don't know if they how they can do it directly, but they'll be pushing Roy Moore because they believe that's the best chance of Doug Jones staying in that seat. So they'll be doing that in the primary and then immediately opposing him when it comes time for the general. And then the other element, you saw it during the special, there will be national Republican elements, you know, the national, what the Senate, National Senate, and NSRC or whatever will be, like they did last time. They back Luther Strange. They will find somebody other than Roy Moore to back, and they will pour money and effort here into Alabama.
You know, Roy Moore's, his conservative bona fides have never been called into question. He's a very conservative politician.
Understatement,
I don't think it's ever been about his politics necessarily that so many Alabama Republicans don't want him to run this time. It's because he lost that seat to a Democrat, which before the special election seemed unfathomable. And I think that seems to be the main reason that so many don't want him to run on the Republican ticket. But Doug Jones already has responded to Roy Moore announcing he's in the race yesterday. He tweeted, "So it looks like my opponent will either be extremist Roy Moore or an extremist handpicked by Mitch McConnell to be a part of his legislative graveyard team. Let's get to work so we can get things done."
Ooh, extremist. There we go. By the way, too, Angelo says it was maybe as many as 40 cruisers that were in that chase. Do we have 40 cruisers on duty at one time?
That's insane.
Wow. And we'll get you up to date on this ambulance chase story that has led to a wreck with entrapment. That's just the beginning of it, I think. John is in Mobile. He's first up. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. About the Senate race, I mean, I voted for Roy Moore last time because I think that Mitch McConnell was an impediment to Donald Trump's agenda.
And Luther Strange was not exactly a great candidate. Luther Strange had a lot of political headwinds blowing his way.
And plus, y'all mentioned it yesterday, Luther Strange, there was like a quid pro quo between him and Bentley.
At least it seemed that way, didn't it?
But I'm not voting for Roy Moore this time. I'm telling you. It's...
This is important, John. So, John, you voted for Roy Moore last time, but you will not vote for him this time.
No, because talk about the pot calling the kettle black. When Doug Jones is an extremist liberal,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to get him out of the Senate because I don't want Schumer.
Pragmatic decision. That's right. That's what I was saying yesterday. There are people like you and many others in the state that have contacted me and said they were people that just not, it's not even idealism that everybody wants to say. It's a pragmatic decision on winning.
No, because a Democrat in the Senate from Alabama is, to me, it's nauseating, especially with the people he surrounded himself with and, you know, the abortion up to the time of birth. That's despicable, man. It's inhuman.
But that's the interesting nuance is the fact that you see the path to victory or the path to getting Doug Jones out of office is not with Roy Moore. This texter says Roy Moore is an embarrassment to Alabama. Doug Jones could do much less damage than Roy Moore. This texter, a lifelong Republican, and the first vote for a Democrat was his vote against Roy Moore.
Wow.
And yet, well, the two things happened with Roy Moore's loss. And he said, was only yesterday he did that kind of reinvention thing. Well, I didn't really lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, he did really lose. Okay. I didn't lose by a ton. But yes, were there dirty tricks using? Of course there were. Of course there were. But he did lose. That's two things happened there. It was Republicans that stayed home instead of voting. Yes, there are some Republicans that voted for Roy Moore. There are a lot of Republicans that just didn't go vote because of that situation. And the Democrats got out the vote in a way they hadn't in a long time in Alabama. Do they think they've got a chance here in this one? If Roy Moore is part of the mix, I would argue that that the Democrats are excited by the prospect of Roy Moore being the candidate in the general. We'll talk to you about that when we get back at 343-0106.
Hey, thank you, Kane. It's 8:36 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. talk about McConnell Automotive a little bit. You'll find McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. And we've talked in the past about how sometimes going out and buying a vehicle can be such a bad experience. First off, you got to find out what you want. That's the first step. But once you get there on the lot, there's been so many times at other dealerships where you have to haggle with the salesman, and just an overall bad experience so often for so many people trying to get a new vehicle. You don't have that in McConnell Automotive. They make it real easy. No haggling over the price of the vehicle. And what I love about their website, McConnellAutomotive.com, is every vehicle that they have in inventory can be found right there on their website with great photos inside, outside of the vehicle. And they've got some great new trucks right now. And speaking of those trucks, 0% financing on GMC Sierras. You can find that whole inventory at McConnellAutomotive.com, or better yet, go see them in person. McConnell Automotive, you'll find them on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, 837 FM Talk 106.5, following a story from here in Mobile this morning. A stolen ambulance. We know that part. We also heard from our buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins, who said there were a bunch of cruisers that went by there on government in that chase. We now know from traffic that there was one accident with entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we know? What's coming in?
Okay, so we did have one report from Mobile AL Traffic. They said regarding that stolen ambulance chase that it was either involved or caused an accident, Spring Hill Avenue at Ann Street, and that accident actually had entrapment. It doesn't appear that the vehicle stopped there, because a report from Fox 10 News says that around 8:10 a.m., the vehicle, which they say may be Rescue 3, the ambulance, was stopped at Imogene and William Street, and at that time, not clear if anyone was taken into custody yet. Also not clear if a patient was in the vehicle. This was stolen from...
Wait. So ambulance was Rescue 3, so it was one of Mobile Fire Rescue's ambulances, not a private...
Yeah, they're saying it's MFRD vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Chased them through the Carlin neighborhood on Imogene Street. It was then stopped at Imogene and Williams. Again, not sure if anyone was yet taken into custody or if that's an on-foot pursuit or what exactly, but the ambulance has been stopped. And there was that report earlier that when it was stolen from Mobile Infirmary, that there may have been a patient in the back. It says reports indicate a stretcher fell from the truck at Imogene and Pine Hill Drive. Not clear yet if there was a patient in the vehicle, and not clear if there's a person in custody, but that vehicle has been stopped at Imogene and William Street. And also, shots were fired during the pursuit, according to radio reports.
By law enforcement or by the...
Not clear right now.
So a stretcher comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you picture this like something from a movie. The doors swing open, and out comes the stretcher. They couldn't tell if there was a person on the stretcher? Or?
Limited reports coming in right now.
Right.
They just say that a stretcher fell from the truck at Imogene and Pine Hill Drive. I imagine if there was a person on that stretcher, that would have been included in the report. Hopefully, if there was someone in the vehicle, they weren't on the stretcher when it came out the back. But a dangerous pursuit this morning. And like our buddy Angelo said for Mobile Bay Coins, the pursuit flew right by them. He said, a lot of Mobile police units were in that chase.
All right, we'll get more information for the text line and the phone line at 343-0106, 343-0106. David in Mobile's next. Welcome to Roy Moore Chat. Oh, he hung up. He didn't.
Oh, no.
Derek's in Fairhope. Welcome to Roy Moore Chat.
What's going on? I guess like a better online poll would be, what about Jim Ziegler? I mean, this is what we're...
He's exploring.
Well, he did that last year, too.
He's in Dora the Explorer.
We got an issue with, I'm sorry, the dog jumped out of the van. We have an issue with, Roy Moore, who is...
Wait a second, Derek. I'm sorry. Wait a second, because I'll get texted. The dog jumped out. The van wasn't moving, was it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Dude, I adopted a shepherd.
Okay.
And,
just check. I just had to
I'll
check.
I'll tell you what, man. This thing can bounce. Come on, Jack. So, but what about, like I said, you got Jim Ziegler, who, as far as the toll thing goes, he's trying to get stuff done. It seems like somebody that, kind of more or less represents citizens, not saying anything negative against Roy Moore, but like the last caller was saying, we're split. So is Jim, is he a happy median?
Well,
who would you rather have? That's my question.
Okay, here's the age-old question, right? Who can get elected?
Yeah, exactly. I think more people would vote for Jim, and they would Roy.
No way.
Dog. I'm telling you, don't get a shepherd.
All right.
So anyway, that's it, guys.
There you go. Thanks, Eric. I've been around some cool shepherds over time. The top three smartest dogs or top five
very
smartest
smart.
Dogs?
Very smart.
They're no border collie.
Great noses, too.
Yeah, and great teeth.
I don't think Jim Ziegler was included in that early poll,
he's not officially.
But yet. I am wondering what Jim Ziegler's name recognition across the state would be compared to some of these other candidates. We already said Roy Moore and Tommy Tuberville had the highest
name recognition.
I'm wondering what if Ziegler was included in that poll, what his name recognition would look like.
10%. I think he makes double digits, which, listen, statewide is good. There's some, because you got to remember, it's not just in folks like us that are that pay attention to state politics. That's going to survey lots of people who can tell you who's ever on the Jersey Shore or whatever TV show it is, but they can't tell you who their representative is or who the governor is or. It's a whole other beef. Let's go. Welcome back to Roy Moore Chat. This is Walt next in Somerdale.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
The last election, I voted for Roy Moore in the general because I would not vote for Doug Jones, but I voted for Mo Brooks, and I wish he'd go again.
Yep, and Mo has said no. I think what the strategy is there is he knows he's going to, well, there's a good chance we're going to have a reduction, you know, in congressional districts in Alabama, and we're going to go from we're going to lose one. We're going down to six, and then the best guesses are there's going to be a combination of congressional districts up in North Alabama, five, his congressional district being one of them, and I think he thinks he can win the newly expanded five and hold on to that up there better than, and he needs to keep his powder dry till that. This is just a guess from what I've heard. Keep his powder dry and not waste any time in the Senate. If he felt like he could win it outright, maybe. But he said he's not interested right now. He likes people running or whatever. I think he's playing his cards correctly.
Yep. And one last thing, the 52 day a year work.
Yes.
That y'all talked about earlier in the
show.
We've already got that.
Yeah.
It's in Congress.
You know what? That's right. See how many days Congress is in session?
Not a lot. I think
it's like 86 days a year they actually work or something like that. So that's pretty close to the one day a week thing that you were talking about earlier this morning. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Walt, man. Be careful. You know, the way that all started, you know, we've got all these holdovers, just like summer vacation, kids being out, and all the, we had holdovers from the past of this country. And the idea was, right, that our representation, they were butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, gun and rum runners, men of questionable repute. I love, just if you do the deep dig into our founding fathers, there were some rapscallions. I mean, they were freedom loving and good, but they were an interesting. Not all of them. Some of them were sticks in the mud and were pious as the day is long, but a lot of them were. They were good, but they were chaotic as well in their lineup. But they had this idea that you did your regular job and you took time away from your job, actually serving your country because it was at a loss to your company or your farm or whatever to go serve your nation. It's not really the way it works anymore.
Yeah, and a trip to the Capitol for them back then was not a first-class ride on a plane. They had to jump in the horse buggy and take days-long trip to get out to D.C. to actually convene. And speaking of those work days, we've gotten a lot of texts about Roy Moore and also about how often would you like to work during the week if you had the option.
Okay.
Big T texted in. He said, I worked 33 years of shift work. Now I work four 10-hour days for the last 11 years, and I love it.
Yeah, I would love, you know, I mean, we're not oriented around hours here, but, you know, we work way more than that. But if we were stuck on a 40-hour, because, you know, 10 hours is just, you know, getting my day started around here, I love 410s.
Yeah.
I love that.
3-day weekend, you can't complain about that. We've also gotten a lot of texts about Roy Moore, whether you would vote for him again in this upcoming primary. John says, Roy Moore had his chance. He needs to move on with other conservative causes. Voted for him last time. We'll vote against him in the primary. Jim says, conservative to the core, no more Roy Moore, which if he's going to start any any rallies out there. That's a pretty good rhyme you need to hold on to. Someone else said, were the allegations against Roy Moore ever proven? I would probably be indignant too. That's, of course, talking about Roy Moore and his announcement yesterday where he referenced the special election and the allegations that were put against him several times during his announcement yesterday.
Like you mentioned, too, I mean, he drew the parallel between what was done to him and what was done to Kavanaugh.
That's right.
But you can get all that. You can agree with all that and still make a – I'm not saying what you should do, but I'm saying the people that have said this could be making a pragmatic decision based on – it goes back to an old axiom, the most conservative candidate that can win, right, that has been played. Who is the candidate – who can unseat Doug Jones? And there will be, and there are people, and I'd love to talk to you too, phone lines open for you, that are dyed-in-the-wool Roy Moore supporters that feel that he will win the primary and then go on to win the general. I get that. And we can have a fair discussion about that, and a debate about that. I think that's good. But there are other people that say, hey, I think he was given a raw deal, all these other things, but I'm not going to, for a measure of idealism, lose another election.
Mm-hmm.
For the Republicans in the state. And that's where it gets into, and people sometimes say, well, you're you know, what side are you on? Okay, you have to make pragmatic decisions. You have to make decisions for if the end goal is to have two Republicans in the Senate from Alabama, then maybe, just maybe, you have to drop your idealism some. It doesn't mean you're voting for a Democrat, but you, even if you're the thought Roy Moore got a raw deal, you're a big Roy Moore fan, you could say, but I don't think – I think what candidate has the best chance of losing to Doug Jones in the general? And if that turns out – in a honest assessment, if that turns out to be Roy Moore in your list, then can you vote for him in the primary knowing that it sets up for a loss in the general, even though you feel good idealistically about what you did? But what did you really do?
I'm not sure. I wonder how many Alabamians will put that much thought into it once they vote coming up in the primary, because I still think Roy Moore has a sneaky chance to win the primary. He's still a formidable politician. I mean, you saw it yesterday during his speech that when he's got the cameras on him, he's really good in front of the cameras, and he's really good with the words that he chooses to use. You know, yesterday he said, why is there such fear, such an anger, such a hatred, such an opposition to somebody running? Is it because I believe in God and marriage and the right of a baby in the womb to have a life? Are those things embarrassing to you? I mean, that is exactly what you want to hear out of your conservative politicians in Alabama. It's just the fact that he lost to Doug Jones.
Okay, yes, but let me ask this. This is, people get so locked in on a certain person, you know, this the cult of personality thing. You're telling me that the other Republicans out there aren't going to vote, that Roy Moore would go to the Senate and he would vote differently than other people that are running for this gig?
No, I don't think he would vote differently. I just think he comes off maybe with a little bit more passion about those topics.
That can be great. And that can be great for a fundraiser event. It'd be great for a rally. Is it the best chance of the Republicans winning the general election? If you say yes, then fine. Cool. That's fine. If you go, well, maybe not. And then you gotta think about that. That's getting pragmatic instead of idealistic. By the way, too, I saw people on Twitter last night. Not Fred Richardson on Twitter was talking about some slogans here.
Yeah, I loved that.
For the Roy Moore campaign, he had said, one more try, one more run, one more chance, one more race, one more time. Those were all, they were his ideas for campaign slogans. I suggested on Twitter last night that wouldn't this be a great pairing? Roy Moore would use Daft Punk and One More Time as a campaign theme song. Just an idea. Throwing that out there. By the way, I did put the message out to the Roy Moore campaign. Hopefully we'll have them on the show sometime soon. He's always a good interview, that's for sure. 8:50, coming right back. Disclaimer right here that this is hearsay. Okay, understand. Not reporting news, I'm reporting hearsay.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not a journalist either, so but I am at this point reporting hearsay. That chase that went on this morning, somebody reporting to see the chase go by their house. And a report here, the guy driving the ambulance was shirtless. Okay. I don't know what they're doing with Mobile Fire Rescue day to day. I have some friends with Mobile Fire Rescue, but I can pretty much tell you they're always wearing their shirt.
Yeah, for the most part.
Pretty much always wearing their shirt at Mobile Fire Rescue. If this is true, if this hearsay is true, maybe the driver was the person that was in the stretcher at one point. Once again, this is conjecture off hearsay. Okay, but I am getting a report here that this person reported seeing it. This is in the area, and the shots were fired at Imogene and Westwood, they were saying, but this is, I guess, nearby there. Ambulance passed by in this chase of the house, and the person driving the ambulance, hearsay.
Shirtless.
And I'm going to use my detective skills to tell you, if the person driving the ambulance didn't have their shirt on, the chances of them actually being the driver of the Mobile Fire Rescue ambulance, probably very small. I mean, there could be a scenario laid out, you know, in some kind of dystopian Friday morning kind of situation, but I would argue that probably, if it is true that the driver was shirtless, probably not the person supposed to be driving the ambulance. Okay, there you go. There's my big stretch.
Some good detective work.
Thank you very much. Columbo, eat your heart out. But right now we've had an accident with injuries, shots fired. We've heard reports of
stretcher falling out of the vehicle.
Right. Multiple police cruisers in the... So I'm sure we'll be getting more on this as we go through the morning. And if MPD has a presser, we'll bring you that audio coming up on Midday Mobile today, starting at noon. All right. Reminder, too, go to our Facebook page or our website. Get the details on the Big Green Deal, because you have just like 3 weeks left here to get your name in the registration box. We'll do that drawing. It'll be worth $9,000+ in goodies to you. But you've got to go by our participating sponsors and put your name in the registration box. Obviously, Best Odds, most boxes, Bailey's TV, Gulf Coast Tools, Delta Stone, Old Time Feed, Yellowhammer Fishing, Johnny's Premier Boat and RV, and the Cart Doctor all have those boxes in there. The registration slips right there. Fill them out, drop them in, and get ready to win with FM Talk 106.5. So go do that today. All right, we'll see you all at noon.